Okay, Shalom Aleichem, and welcome to today's segment of Judaism. I am Ezra Schwartz. I am your host for today's podcast, and it's good to see those of you who are both in person and on Zoom. Okay, Chevra, we're learning the Malacha of Tochein, and there are two major shitos in Rishonim that are worth discussing. We already spoke briefly about the shita of the Rashba. If you remember, the Rashba holds that there is a kula of tochein la'altar. Right? The Rashba holds, it's a tshuva chelik dalad siman ayin dalad, that just like there is a heter of borer la'altar, just like I'm allowed to do boirer for immediate consumption, so also there is a heter of teichen la'altar. So also I'm allowed to grind for immediate use. And this Rashba is taken to task by the Shultei HaGiborim on the side of the Arif, on Lamed Beis Omer Aleph, Hidapei Harif. The Shultei HaGiborim writes that you can't compare Borer to Tochein. He says, are you going to tell me that all Malachos are Mutter La'alter? That can't be. That can't be. Only Borer is Mutter La'alter, because Borer La'alter is Lav Derech Borer. The malach of borer, as we explained, is borer la'otzar, is to be borer to put stuff away. If it's borer for immediate use, that's not borer. It's not that there is a kula of derech achila. The kula of borer is because it's lav derech borer. Yes, sir.
Can't you say the same by
tochein? So can't you say the same by tochein? Yeah, maybe. But Lav davka is a true by tochein. You see, if something is lav derech, so that should be usur midrabanan, right? Whenever I have something that's not the normal way of doing it, it should be that it's usur midrabanan. That's called a shinui. My only kula by borer is because this is, so to speak, a super shinui, right? Since the normal way of doing boirer is with a nafa o kevara, and the normal way of doing boirer is for long term, if I do it for long term, not with, if I do it for a la'alter, not with a nafa o kevara, that's like a double shinui, and double shinui is completely dissimilar, so that's why it's mutter. But by tochein, l'ka'ira, using a knife and chopping stuff up is dark over kach, right? So therefore, I would not have the kula of the Rashba. I would not have the kula that applies by borer. That's the kasha that the Shultei Giborim asks. He adds furthermore, right, he writes, right, it's a din in the Gemara. But you can't say it elsewhere. So this is the taina of the Shultei HaGiborim. In defense of the Rashba, many of the Achronim say that the Rashba holds that the heter by borer is really a heter of derech achila. Even though Rashi writes that la'alter is not derech borer, but it's possible that the Rashba holds that there's a kula of derech achila, and because there's a kula of derech achila, that will expand to malachas beyond borer. Right? We discussed this last time a little bit. How far are you going to go with the kula of derech achila? It's not shayach, I'm allowed to cook, to eat right away. Right, that's not shayach. It's not shayach. We spoke about the case in Siman Shin Mem of Mulchek, right? Derech Achila, right? That's not going to be mutter. So it's hard to know exactly the parameters of the Rashba. But the Rashba says that there is a kula of Derech Achila. V'chazon ish in Siman Nun Zayin has his objection to the Rashba. It says in the Tosefta, Perek Tes Zayin Os Yud Gimel, Ein Miraskin Devela V'Grogeres V'Charuvin Lifnei Zakenim B'Shabbos. It can't be Mirasek Lifnei Zakenim on Shabbos. Right? If I have Devela, what's Devela on Grogeros? Grogeros, I know it's like figs. What's the vela?
Isn't like a cake, like a thick cake or something?
A cake of what?
Figs, or?
It's a cake of figs. I thought, no, Grogeros is not a cake of figs, and the vela is. Okay. So I can't be morassic, the vela and Grogeros and charuvin lefnei zakenim. Why not? Taychen. But I could do it backhanded. Biyad shosakin be'etz ha'parah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says, excuse me, in the Tosefta. Now, the din lifnei hazakenim, the Chazon Ish understands, means that I'm doing it right before the zakenim eat it. That's lifnei hazakenim. So Zetman, so you see from here, that there is no kula of teichein la'alter, because I'm doing it lefnei hazakenim, and there is no kula. This leads the Chazon Ish to suggest that the case of mirasek is pulverizing, squeezing, not just grinding in the sense of disparate parts, but mamish, making it into a paste. And the Chazon Ish suggests that maybe even the Rashba is only makel on ordinary tochein, which is chopping stuff up into tiny pieces. But the tochein of mirasek is worse, and the Rashba would not be makel on mirasek. That's what the Chazon Ish suggests. Now, of course, this Chazon Ish is a little bit difficult. If you look in the Tosefta, there are a few commentaries on the side of the Tosefta. One of the commentaries is the Minchas Bikurim. The Minchas Bikurim writes that Mirasek means Michateich or Koteish. Michateich means you chop into small pieces. Or Kotesh. So the Chazon Ish is saying, oh, it means Kotesh, not Mechatech. But if you look in the Minchas Bikurim, he writes, Berishon Iker, that the Iker Pshat is the Pshat of Mechatech, not the Pshat of Kotesh. However, the Magen Avraham in Sifkatin, I don't remember if it's Yudal or Tesvov, the Magen Avraham has a discussion that what does the word mirasek mean? Does the word mirasek mean kotesh? Or does it mean kotech? The Chazon Ish is l'cha'ora dealing with this same issue that the Magen Avraham addresses, but it's not abundantly clear. Okay. The Yisod of the Chazon Ish seems to be, like we mentioned earlier, that the Gemara is talking about some sort of tolda, but the Iker Teichin has not been mentioned. Therefore, to get to the Ikar Tochen, we could say that the Ikar Tochen is Kotesh. If you look in the Perush of the Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel also has such a line. He says, like, it's look at this Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the page. On Haiman de Purim Soka, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Perush Ke'en Ketisha. Veloke and chitoch, right? In other words, the Chazon, the Rabbi Chananel is saying that all of Tochein is kotesh. Now, Halacha L'maaseh, of course, the Chazonish says that he thinks that the Ikra Tochein is pressing it down. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the one that Tshuva is that he wrote to Rabbi Eider, says that if you press a banana or the like, it's not going to be tochen at all because not disparate parts. We discussed what about like peanuts, right? In the case where it's just the moisture that keeps it together. We discussed that issue. If Moshe writes l'maisa though, you should try to use the back of the spoon if you're mushing a banana, you're mashing a banana, because miyos tov, it's not such a big deal. Not such a big deal. So that's the Rashba. There's one other sheet in Rishonim, though, that's worth focusing on, and that's the famous Tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshen in Simin Nun Vav. Now, the Trumas Hadeshen in Simin Nun Vav makes it to Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Chaf Aleph Se'if Tes, the cases where you're allowed to cut up meat with a knife into very small pieces. You have basar mevushal or tzlim, can you cut it up? Now, if you read the Trumas Hadeshen, it's not 1,000,000% clear what he's saying. The Trumas Hadeshen begins by talking about all those Rishonim who say that there is no tochein by foods. No? The beginning of Simen Nun Vav in the Trumas Hadeshen, it quotes the Taisvis, Dafka Besoka, Sha'ar Oichlam is Mutter. He quotes the Rush that Purim Silka means like you make some sort of flour dust. He quotes the Rambam, Ein Teichin de Peiros. Basically, he is dealing with those Rishonim who say there's no Tochein by food. And then he seems to add L'Ravcha de Milsa, that even if the Orzarua is correct, that there is Tochein by Peiros, Mikomokom Nir'e, I'm at the bottom of the second column on the first page, Mikomokom Nir'e, that by Basar Mevushal Utzli, according to everybody, it's Mutter, because all these things are Gidulei Karka, V'yesh B'minon Trina, Iker Trina Shayach B'hu, but by Basar, it's not Gedulei Karka, Tochein is not Shayach. Comes along the Shulte HaGiborim, of an art, and the Shulte HaGiborim jumps up and down and spits wooden nickels. And he says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? There's no Tochein by stuff that's not Gedulei Karka, and Basar is not Gedulei Karka. Halotosis on Daf Ayin, Gimel Amid Beis, in the context of Mefarek, which is told in the Dosh, and the Gemara says that Cholev is Mishum Mefarek, and Disha ain't Disha Alabigadulai Karka, so how can milking be Osir? Right? That Taisus is cash. So one Mahalach in the Taisus is, well, animals are Gidulai Karka, since they are Nizon Min HaKarka. So how can the Rabbi Trumas Hadeshan say that there is no tochein on meat? Because even if you hold there is tochein on food, but there is no tochein on food which is not gedulei karka, and meat is food that's not gedulei karka, but hello, the Tosis tells me that meat is Gedulei Karka. That's the kasha that the Shulte Hagiborim asks. And you get the impression that the Trumas Hadeshan himself is not sure that he's that his yesod is correct, that he's not sure that Ein Tochein Ella Begidulei Karka. Because at the very end of the Trumas Hadeshan, he says that you're not allowed to chop up meat to give it before the birds. No? Mikol makom ein lahatir lachtach basar mitzarech ofos. Since it's not roi la'achila, there's going to be some iser shivuye ochel. Meaning, the Trumas Hadeshan is not convinced of his yisod that ein tchina only by gedulei karka, because he answers toichein lifnei ha'ofos. Hi, Ellie.
Is it? Could we say maybe there's a sort of sveik sveika here that maybe animals are not gedulei karka, and even if animals are gedulei karka, maybe Tosas and the Rosh are right that there's no such thing as.
Yes, we could say that. Not only can we say that, if you look in my dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, on page 73, the Megillah Sefer says just that. And that's one approach. The Megillah Sefer says just that. Aye, if that's the case, how come he asers lefnei ha'ofos, but he matirs lefnei ha'behema?
He says himself that lefnei ha'ofos is...
They can't eat it on their own.
They can't eat it on their own.
And therefore what? So apparently, the Trumas Hadeshan is defining Taisvis in a slightly refined way than what we said. Tosas is not telling me categorically ein tochein ba'ochlam. What Tosfos means is ein tochein on something that is already fully edible. But if I have something that is not fully edible yet, if I have something that even if a miyot will eat it, but Roiv won't and can't eat it, so that is not called an Eichel. The Trumas Hadeshan is defining Tosfos. Again, this is all what our dear beloved friend says. The Trumas Hadeshan is defining Tosfos that Ein Teichin Ba'eichelim means, or Ein Teichin. Right, the Trumas Hadeshan is Ein Tchina B'Gedulei Karka is Mevusas on Ein Tochein Ba'ochlem, but to be an Ochel, you have to be something that's already edible. And if it's not already edible, you're not an Ochel. That's the way the Megillah Sefer wants to say this. So, you can answer a number of kashas on the Trumas Hadeshan. In the footnotes of the Trumas Hadeshan over here sit numbers 11 and number 15. He deals with the following kashas. In the context of milking cows, there's a sheet of the Yerayim. Remember, we had seven sheetahs about why milking cows is awesome. Maybe eight. It's seven sheetahs why milking cows is awesome. The Yerayim says milking cows is also because it's Tochein. Tochein! I, the Trumas Hadeshan tells me, Ein Teichin El B'Gedulei Karka. The Teretz is what the Trumas Hadeshan means by Ein Teichin El B'Gedulei Karka is Ein Teichin by something that doesn't really need the Teichin. But you can't get milk without doing, again, we have no idea why this would be Tochein, but you can't get milk without it. So therefore, it doesn't apply. That l'cha'ora is the pshat in the Trumas Hadeshan, that he's defining ochel as being something usable. And if it's something that's already usable, so then he's not convinced that we can be makel just based on that. But binosaf, that there is binosaf, that it's not gidulei karka, meaning that the animal might not be gidulei karka according to some, like you said, that's going to be matire. That's the pshat mitrumas hadash. Now, the trumas hadash, though, is still not 1,000,000% pashat. Go back to the Tosefta. Let's do the Tosefta first. Tosefta, again, Perek Tes Zayin, Os Yud Gimel. Katub b'Tosefta. Ein kotshin et hamelach b'madoch sho'etz. You can't press, grind salt. Tell me, Morei Rabotai, Kvirotai Rabotai, is salt gedulei karka? So it's a Gemara by Me'amer, no? Haiman v'konef melach mimalchasa. Salt is not gidulei karka. How could the Tosefta say that yechayiv on salt? I salt is not gidulei karka. So again, according to our Yesoid, it's also for infert. Because what we suggested is that the Trumas HaDeshen is only make on Naki Dulei Karka binosaf, that it's Ochel, but he defines Ochel as being edible. And what does edible mean? Edible means that it's edible on its own. A chunk of salt is not edible on its own. That's one way of saying it. Another way of saying it is the way the Megillah Sefer says it, that salt is not edible on its own. Salt is always an ingredient. It's added to other foods. Right? So memela, the din of salt, is not going to be a kash on the Trumas HaDeshen. I have a third mahala, which is, it seems to me that maybe the Tosefta, which Aser is grinding salt, is really Asering it based on Uvdin Dechol, not based on classic tochein, but that requires a little more research and evidence to prove. Good. Let's have a few other kashas on the Trumas HaDeshen, a couple of other kashas. The Gemara, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, speaks about if you make a chavis, you're chayiv seven times. Zot Rashi, you grind the dirt, you chayiv mishum tochein. What? How's that tochein? It's the dirt. Dirt is not gidulei karka. No? Dirt is karka. The Ran writes in Maseches Sukkah that schach has to be gidulei karka, and you can't use dirt as schach. Right? Schach has to be gidulei karka. Karka is not gidulei karka. Now, there's also Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if a person takes chasaf, takes cheres, and grinds it up, chayiv mishum tochein. What do we do with all of this? Very difficult. So it happens that in the Shvisas HaShabbos in Os Lamed Aleph, Shvisas HaShabbos points out that when the Baal HaMo'or calculates the seven chato'os by someone who makes chavita, the Baal HaMo'or does not include tochein. Instead of tochein, he includes chofer, chorish. That's already different. It could be that he rejected this yisod of ein trina ella b'gedulei karka. There's another problem, similar problem. Shulchan Aruch Simin Shun Beis. You have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Beis. It's the Dinim of Malabain. Dinim of Malabain. Let me find it. Shin Beis if Zion. Tit Sha'al Bigdo. If you have dirt on your suit on Shabbos, Mishav Shifai Mibifnin, Delo Muchra Milsa Liskazuya Kimlabe. Right? If I have dirt, if I could do is scratch it from the inside of my suit, it doesn't look like Milabin. Avalomi Bachutz. The dummy Mamelabin. Omegaroi Bitsipayra Mibachutz. Because if you use your fingernail from the outside, it doesn't look like melabing. If you use the back of a knife, also the Mishnah Berurah says beautiful. V'yesh mefarshin the honey mili lach, aval yavish is aser. Why? The heavy tochein. You see that? Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Beis Seif Zayin tells me that tit yavish agabe bigdo is usur because of tochein. Two kashas. Frek tagon Reb Kiva Eger on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. And it says quoted by the, I forget the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, one of the guys on the page quotes this kasha. That I ain't tochein achar tochein. Right? Remember, how come the minig was that people would grind up bread and give it to their animals on Shabbos? We have three shittos in Rishonim. Taisus says they would grind bread because ain't tochein ba'ochon. The Rashba says ain't tochein la'alter. The Smag and the Rashbam say ain't tochein achar tochein. If I have dirt on my beged, the dirt, okay, I have to teach you, Rabbosai, how you make dirt. Right? How you make dirt? You have dirt. It gets mixed with water. It becomes mud. The mud ends up on my beged, no? I ain't taichin achar taichin. It was already granular. So many achrinim say the Chazanish has this in Siman Nun Zayin also. The ain't taichin achar taichin is only true if it's something that's nasa bidei odom. Bread was made by man. Dirt, mud, is made by the Eibishter. Now again, obviously, I'm sure like a certain person on this call, I don't know if we'll call him Jake or Avery, but one of you is thinking, like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, you never played in a sandbox. You never made mud yourself. So it was a long time ago since I played in a sandbox. And certainly roiv of mud is made bidei shamayim, not bidei odom. Something that's made bidei shamayim, there is no tochein on. That's one approach. The Shvisas HaShabbos has a different approach in Sifkot and Lamed Dalet. Shvisas HaShabbos writes that there ain't teichin achar teichin means that something that remains a little bit mufurar. You take bread, it's not mamish hard. Yerushalmi says that there is teichin by cheres. Cheres becomes one complete forged entity. It's tight. Shvisas HaShabbos, there's no teichin on something that is not tight. So therefore, ain't teichin achat teichin. What about Ofar? What about the Trumas HaDeshen? The ain't teichin ela b'gedulei karka. And we said from the Ran in Sukkah that karka is different than gedulei karka. I think in order to answer these kashas, we could say azoy, one of two things. Either the Trumas HaDeshen is disagreeing with that Ran, and he's saying maybe that Ran is limited to Sukkah. Alternatively, what we said, that the Trumas HaDeshen is really an extension of the Bali HaTosfos. In a case where you have an ochel, then ein tochin ba ochel, which is not gedule karka, but dirt. Okay, gentlemen, at some point in your life, someone probably told you eat dirt. That doesn't mean that dirt is an ochel. Do you agree with that, Jake? If you disagree with this, you sold. I don't know. But when they say eat dirt, dirt is not food. The kula of the Trumas Hadesh and the Ein Tochin Ella B'Eichel, Ein Tochin Ella B'Gedulei Karka, is talking about Gedulei Karka, which is also an Ochel, no? That's Beferish in the Trumas Hadesh. That one you can't argue with. So I don't think the Kasha from Afar, the Kasha from Rashi and Ayin Dalet, from Chavita, is such a stark Kasha. The problem with the Trumas Hadeshin that the Taz notes is as follows. At the end of the Trumas Hadeshin, he says that you're not allowed to cut up meat with Neha Ofos because it's Shavuyei Ochel. Correct the Taz, right? And the Ramah over here sort of alludes to this. They say, look in Simin Shin Chaf Dalet, right? This bin is in Shin Chaf Aleph. Right, the Ramah at the end of this din writes, "The ayin lekamon simin shin chaf dalet." What does he mean with that? So the Taz writes that if you look in shin chaf dalet, you see a yisoid that shivuye eichel you're allowed to do. Nevela hakasha, you're allowed to cut up with neha klovin, because they can't eat it without being cut up. But if it's something that was edible beforehand, that's called atruche eichlem, and atruche ba'ochlem lo tarchinon. Meaning, the din is that if something is not edible, Dafka, that's when you're allowed to cut it up with Neha Behema. Based on this, the Taz says the whole Trumas Hadeshin is wrong. Because the Trumas Hadeshin says, I'm not allowed to chop up meat with Neha Eifais. Why not? Because Shavuye Ochel. But we paskin, Shavuye Ochel is not a problem. That's the Taz's Kasha. Now, in the footnotes on the Trumas Hadeshin, the footnote says that you misunderstood the Trumas Hadeshin. The lush of the Trumas Hadeshin is Basar Chai Lo Chazi L'Shum Adam Afagad L'Chazi L'Klovim L'Shar Chayos Lav L'Hachi Kaimi Rak L'Eifais M'Shum Chashivuso V'Lakach Ein L'Hatir. The two, the Yeshlanu, Liga Bei Mishum Isser Shivuye Oichel, or Mishum Mitrach Ba'ochel. The Taz says, Shivuye Ochel. What he means is there's a man to Amar that Shivuye Ochel is Usser. But what he's really saying is it's Teruche Ochel, not Shivuye Ochel. Meaning this food is Nechal Oifos. It might be a little bit difficult. You want your Ophos to have a better meal. When the Trumas Hadeshin, footnote 17, points out, when the Trumas Hadeshin says Shavuye Ochel, he doesn't really mean that Shavuye Ochel is the reason. Now, the Magen Avraham, however, in Simin Shin Chaf Dalet, the Magen Avraham argues on the Taz. The Taz rejects this entire din. The Ramah says that you're not allowed to chop up, Ramah quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, you're not allowed to chop up Basar of Neha Ochel. Taz says, yes, you are. Magen Avraham says, no, you're not. But there's a difference between basar and basar. You see, if I have basar nevela is not food for humans. Since it's not food for humans, so memela, it's ra'e la'ayfais, memela, you could chop it up for ayfais. When the Trumas Hadeshin asks chopping it up for Ophos, Trumas Hadeshin is talking about basar tzli. Basar tzli is food. Nevela is not food because nevela is treif. It's not usable for humans. It's not usable for Yiddish humans, right? That's the way the Magen Avraham understands it. There's a teeny bit of a stira in that in Shin Chaf Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, but in Shin Chaf Aleph, he quotes the Tor. He quotes, excuse me, the Taz. So there's a stira in the Mishnah Berurah Lefi Anias Daiti. Okay, gentlemen. So these are some of my comments that I had about the Rashba and the Trumas Hadash. And just to add two nakudas to the Rashba, I don't remember if I said these already. If the Rashba is right, that the heter of la'alter is because it's derech achila, so l'chore, there's no heter of chopping besumim la'alter, because smelling is not derech achila. No safakach, there is a discussion in...
But it's not derech achila, though.
Well, yes, it is. I chop up the besamim, why not?
Because it's to use it well there.
But it's not derech tchina, but the kula of the Rashba is because it's derech achila. Not because it's not derech tchina. If it's not derech tchina, so then first of all, I don't know if that's true because I'm chopping it up with a mortar and a pestle with a knife. I don't know if it's not derech tchina. It is derech tchina.
Doesn't it compare it to borer, just like borer?
Right, but he compares it to Boreir because he assumes that the heter by Boreir is because it's Derech Achila. That's why he writes it.
Not because it's not Derech Boreir.
Correct, because it would be Derech Tolchein. So it's not because it's not Derech Tolchein. Absolutely correct. Yeah, that's why we quoted the Shote HaGiborim, right? Oh, but let's add a nekuda. You know, it says in Shulchan Aruch that I'm not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, if I just have a mechush ba'alma. If I'm a cholish yish b'sakana, I'm allowed to take medicine. If I have a mechush, I can't. Why can't I take medicine? Because there's a concern that you might grind up the samimonim in order to make medicine. One of the achronim, the Rebbe Avraham Chaim Noe in the Ketzos HaShulchan says, that since Bisman has said none of us grind our own medicine, so therefore, just like Tosis says, I'm allowed to dance on Shabbos because we don't make klishir. So therefore, I'm also allowed to take medicine because we don't make medicine. We don't grind the samimonim. Rav Soloveitchik heard that. He said, no, al harishonin on the mitzdarin. We don't understand the Taisan Be'adach Lamed about not, right? L'chor, it's a davar shebeminyan. You don't have a kula to dance on Shabbos bizman hazeh. I know, the yeshiva shuffle is not a dance.
You have a heter to sing on Shabbos?
Yeah, no one ever asked singing. Right? The Mishnah in Beitza asked dancing, not singing. Right? So the Chaorah, that is not going to be... We don't understand the Taisus and Beitza. You can't extend it. My personal understanding is that when they have a suffix, whether someone is a Cholish Embo Sakana or not, I permit them to take medicine, Behitz Taref, the Avram Chaim Noe, because the Rav's Yisod, I don't know. But okay. But I'm not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos because I might grind the samimonim. But I don't understand. I'm sick. If I grind the samimonim, I'm going to grind the samimonim and take it right away. No? So it's la'alter. Why shouldn't it be mutter according to the Rashba? Teretz is the Rashba's only maker on la'alter because it's derech achila. Medicine is not achila. We don't make a birchas hanehenin when we take medicine. Right? We paskin achor choy kaidim zmanoy is mutter by chametz on Pesach. But it's usher to eat it mamish because of achshavei. But medicine zot igris moshe is not achshavei. Because medicine is not food. If it's not food, it could be treif. You could take your pills that are made with gelatin, Heinz Biz, Morgan. Besides the fact that gelatin might be kosher, you could take your pills made with gelatin. It's not achila. If it's not achila, so the entire Rashba, right, is not applicable to medicine. Now, just because it's not achila doesn't mean that you should take medicine with gelatin. This past week's parasha, the last Rashi, I believe, says that al titamu b'chol eila, titamu is a lashon of timtum alev. Could be that anything that I ingest will somehow taint me and poison me, which according to many of the mefarshim means that I won't be able to be mekabel Torah properly. But that's already heebie-jeebie world. I'll be pure halacha. I think pills are mutter no matter what. It's not achila. And these are some of the comments that we had today. We spoke about the Rashba, and we spoke about the Trumas Hadeshen. And I want to wish everyone a wonderful, marvelous, and blessed day. Any questions, comments, observations, jokes? Crickets. Amish crickets. Okay, guys, have a great day.
Right, that you say about